Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet. Rocks.
And dope in Far City. His eyes were glazed and his clothes smelled skunky. His favorite tool's a bomb. His smoker's cough was strong. And I can tell he loved that bomb, cause he loves weed. Yeah, weed. Each day is the same routine. Just smoke weed. Yeah, weed. Singing, I love smoking bowls. So put it on the grind.
Father's Day is on Sunday. Yeah?
That just seemed funny out of that song to plug Father's Day for Sunday. But I mean, it is Sunday. It's coming right up.
Father's Day is Sunday. So do not forget.
No, remember that.
That's all I have to say.
Yeah, and I don't get a gift. You know, your dogs don't count. They can't get you nothing.
They don't get me a thing, no.
Do you get your dad anything, fat boy?
You know what?
So what is an update on him? Did he get a nursing home yet?
Let me tell you, this is a whole big, you know, fiasco. So the first place I went to, the girl that worked there said that we can't take him because we're not accessible for wheelchairs. But she's kind of been helping me through the process.
At a nursing home, they're not accessible for wheelchairs?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Like they can't care for a person in a chair. Every place I went to in the upstate, which was about 10, does not take people in wheelchairs. Will not do it. Now, I guess they have ramps for accessibility, but as far as caring for them, they won't do it.
As far as the bathing and things like that.
Yeah. So now I got to try to get him reclassified to get an in-home nurse maybe, but he's not in the best living situation, so I'm kind of stuck. I don't know what to do.
Is he still living with his ex-girlfriend and her new boyfriend?
Yeah, they're married. His ex-girlfriend and her new husband.
Oh, okay. So how's that working?
Not too well. He wants out of there. I talk to him because he'll send me messages on Facebook. I got a group of people we send dirty texts to back and forth, and he's in that one.
Your dad is?
Yeah, dirty videos and such.
I can't imagine the stuff in there.
Oh, my God.
The stuff you send me sometimes. I can't imagine there's like an upper echelon of that.
Yeah, I know.
I know, man. It blow your mind. It might be reason enough for you to get back on Facebook just to see some of this gold I got in my inbox. But, yeah, I'm stuck with him. I don't know what to do.
So him living with you is not an option.
No, I had him good for the county and the state classified him as if you get him in somewhere he's good to go. You know he'll be covered because he has insurance, but that ran out, so I got to redo that process again. But I don't know how to classify him to get a nurse. I don't want to put a woman through that.
I mean, how old is your dad?
56 or 7.
And what's remind everybody what put him in the chair?
He had a stroke, a couple strokes. I don't think he can move his left side. Whichever thumb he texts with is way off.
Really? Because
I can't make out some of what he says. And he can't use voice text because, you know, he's a redneck from Liberty. So he won't pick
Dude,
it up.
Mine's gotten good. Like, he even doesn't put the G on the end of, you know, certain words.
Oh, yeah?
Like running. I mean, I haven't used that one. No, I did yesterday.
Yeah.
I was ellipticaling. But yeah, I mean that works pretty good. I mean, but teaching them to do it is what did he do for a living?
He was an electrician. Ooh. That was his trade. Yeah. So he bounced around, you know, a bunch of places in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't have part of a middle finger. Got cut off in an accident, so he's got like a nub. So I thought you get disability for that, but I guess
he can't flip a bird.
Well, it's just a little one.
A little tiny bird.
There's a child shooting me a bird. Oh, sorry, sir. Didn't realize. Wow. So.
So he can't work.
And you don't want to just give him like some kind of, you know, frou-frou kind of Father's Day gift because his life sucks right now.
See, that's the thing. I feel like I should get him something. Start to feel guilty about it.
What are you going to get him? He's trying to get into like a facility to live
buy
in.
Buy a ramp for that facility he needs to move into.
I might get him some beads for spokes.
Yeah.
Something.
We keep working out real good. We'll just go heavy lift him into there.
Might have to. You know, my grandpa got remarried. I got a new Nana.
Yeah.
So they can't take him. I mean, they probably could, but I don't think they want to live with him. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. I mean, my daddy worked at a textile mill, and he was always, always real laid back and chill and everything. It was always easy to know what to buy him for Father's Day. I mean, it really was. I guess it's usually women that may do it, but they'll say, oh, I saw this new bag on the front of the catalog. Oh, that'd be nice. But, like, my daddy would, like, straight up, he'd be like, you know what? I saw Remington the other night at Nichols. That I think I might like, and guess what's coming up?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, he would pretty much lay it out there, so it was always easy, but...
If he never said, just a Gamecock shirt, sweatshirt, anything.
Oh, yeah. But, like, I remember one time specifically at Father's Day, I was dating this girl named Kelly, and her daddy was a preacher. And it was like... You know, I'm not saying this about all preachers' kids, but, man, like, that girl had... she had a tough time being the daughter of a preacher. I mean, she had a tough time because, you know, I mean, you just know. I mean, it's not an easy situation. Like, what would it be harder? Like, if what would be harder to, as far as like rules go, okay? Because you have to have rules for your family, for your kids, all that,
mm-hmm.
because you're a dad. But what if you're a preacher? Then there's another layer of rules. Or what if you're, like, if you're a cop, then there's kind of another layer of rules. So, like, what's worse, being, like, a preacher, having a preacher dad or a cop dad?
That's a really great question because I've seen it, a lot of people who have, like, cop dad.
Yeah.
Well, they're kind of wild, too. Like, the first time I ever smelled pot in my entire life,
mm-hmm.
the dude smoking it, his dad was a cop. Not just a cop, but like a narcotics officer, like a big time cop with the sheriff's department.
That's how he got it?
Yeah, I don't know because his kid was like high school weed slinging, like gang banging kid.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah. but he was fairly high up in the sheriff's department at the time, way back when. And then his kid's, like, running around, like, throwing up gang signs and selling weed and stuff.
All right, so we need to talk to some folks who either had dads who were preachers
mm-hmm.
or dads who were cops, and we need to figure out which one would be harder to be a child of as far as rules and all that go.
I kind of think cop.
I think preacher. Yeah. I think preacher.
I guess I've seen too many movies where the cop comes home and he's like, drinking and beating everybody up because of all the stress of being a cop. But I guess that's not really how it works all the time, huh? But in movies, it happens a lot.
Yeah, in movies. But like with a preacher, you know, you've got... See, here's the reason why. Okay, so your police dad,
mm-hmm.
he may obviously will observe the law of the land, but may not be spiritual or have any kind of faith.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the pastor, he has the spirituality and the faith. And also in the Bible, it says you also cover the law of the land.
Yeah.
So it's everything. It's all encompassing. So I'm going to go preacher dads harder.
Plus, if it's like an old school Southern kind of church.
Yeah.
And like imagine living in a parsonage right beside the church. Well, then you live beside the church and your daddy's always at the house. He never goes anywhere. That would suck.
I would rather be a mega pastor kid.
Yeah.
If my dad was a mega pastor, I would be fine.
Because then you're wealthy as blank.
Did you know that there is a church in Easley Fatboy has a bowling alley now?
Yeah, that's been the big dog in town for over 20 years.
Yeah, but I didn't know they had a bowling alley in it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I think it'd be harder if your dad was a fundamentalist priest or some kind of priest that was really strict where you couldn't listen to certain music or you couldn't go places or you can't have caffeine.
What about a really religious cop as your daddy?
Right.
Like a devout police officer is your father. That's the worst.
Some kind of Catholic Boston cop.
Wait, he's not a preacher, but he's a cop who is a deacon on the weekend.
I'm going to shoot you. I'm going to give you a chance to give your life to the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You better be on fire.
Then I'm going to shoot you.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of my yard.
I'm going to turn the other cheek. Well, I'm still going to shoot you. You haven't heard about the New Testament, huh? Forget about it. I'm out of here.
Well, turn the other cheek before you turn hers.
That's right. By the way, I was the son of a music director in church, and I'll tell you what.
Was that hard?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was. Hey, Mama. It really was. It was because she was like the assistant preacher. I mean, really. She was like the assistant preacher. Mary was.
I'm thinking logically, okay. A cop is instinctually, you know, supposed to detect whatever. So he's going to, you know, make sure he vets out the boyfriend.
He's always being a cop, too.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
Okay, so wouldn't the preacher kind of be more Christian-like and forgiving, like, you know, like, you go have fun.
Let's meet this young boy.
Like, kind of naive, thinking that none of that's going on because they're young kids.
Right.
But that's all that's going on because that's why they go out.
Yeah. Well, that's what they preach in the church. Do not have sex before you're married. They don't go into the details of.
Yeah, I mean, they don't get specific about it.
They don't.
They just say, don't do this one thing. They don't say about all the other things.
You have to be specific. You have to get into the various truffle butters and all of that.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a guy who is a son of a cop. We also have a guy who is a son of a preacher.
Okay.
Who do you want to talk to first?
Man, your call. I have no preference whatsoever.
I pick Jesus over anything.
Okay.
So let's go to Preacher's Kid on line two. P1, you down there with Eddie and Gaffney. Good morning.
How's it going?
Well, you?
Doing good. Yeah, preacher's son and had a daughter at the age of 19 by a preacher's daughter.
Really?
And the preacher's daughter rules and regulations was a lot stricter than mine. Even though mine were strict, his was a whole lot stricter on his daughter than my dad was on me. But I will say this, all the years and years of you can't is kind of what pushed us together. So, really? You know, a lot of times I think being overbearing and hard and you can't do this and you can't do that is pushes a lot of kids to go that route anyway, just because they've always been told they can't.
Yeah, and if you're overbearing, you really can't have kids, right? I mean, be honest. It's crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, we were just told that anything from long hair to, you know, that wasn't right. A man didn't have long hair, couldn't have tattoos.
Oh, tattoos, yeah.
You know, just on and on and on. It went. And, you know, all that, all those years is kind of what, when you realize that you get a little older and get a little freedom, you kind of go complete opposite of that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I love all those portraits in churches of Jesus rocking high and tight.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true.
Thank you, you P1, you down there with Eddie. Have a good morning.
You too.
You ever seen Jesus painted with a buzz cut?
No, not a mullet either.
They didn't have scissors, nine.
Well, then why were some of them clean shaven?
Those were women that you saw.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
There may be some women in the Last Supper painting.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay, that's what that is.
Yeah. Let's go to, all right, so John was a cop kid in Greenville. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How you guys doing today?
Good. Did you follow into your father's footsteps?
Well, it was actually my mother, not my father.
Well,
no, I could have.
What a disservice I am to the community and cops for when you said was a cop kid. I just assumed it was your dad. Shame on me.
No, that's okay. You know, my mom, she was a real badass. I mean, she had a very nice career. In fact, she still holds the record at Greenville County Sheriff's Office for serving the most warrants from back in 1996, and that record hasn't been touched yet.
Holy moly. Wow.
Yeah. And she was a black belt in karate. I mean, she was a tough chick, and she was pretty cool. I mean, she helped me out and, you know, pretty much raised me and my brother, and she was the fun parent.
Yeah.
But yes, she was strict, and you know, I guess being a cop's kid versus a preacher's kid, the preacher's kid's probably going to tell that kid when they're screwing up, hey, you're going to go to hell. She was always, you're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail.
Weird how they rhyme. You know,
exactly. She'd come home from work. She goes, you know, I had to take a kid today about your age, look just like you, to juvie. And I just want to let you know, if you don't straighten up, that's where you're going. You're going to be next.
Golly. That's crazy, yeah. Man. Crazy, crazy, crazy. Did your dad, like, when you were just, like, or your mom, when you guys were just riding around or whatever, did she, like, see someone speeding and just turn the lights on and go after them?
No, she wasn't that kind of a cop. Oh. She was more into the, I mean, she run the beat, you know, starting out. And this was after my parents got divorced. And her beat was Area 10, what they call Area 10, was basically Travers Rest, Slater, Marietta, all the way up the North Carolina line.
I got you. What'd your daddy do? Was he a preacher?
No, my daddy was actually in the sign business, and he, you know, he's well known in Greenville.
Oh, okay.
You know, for his signs, but then he sold out, and now he owns a car lot. Right,
is his name Stop?
Rutherford Road.
Oh,
what?
Your dad's name is Stop?
No.
Oh, no, you come from the Yields over there in Gowansville.
The Yield family.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, we got to go. There comes your mama. John, have a good morning, sir. Thank you.
All right, brother. Y'all have a good day. Take a look, guys.
Take a look, guys.
I don't know why he called his mom a fat ass, but she sounded like she was great at her job.
God. Wow.
Good for John.
Remember the Big Show? His mom was a cop.
Yeah, she was a state trooper.
Yeah. Down in Columbia area, something like that?
Yeah, Aiken. I believe it is.
Yeah.
That quadrant of the state, yeah.
Holy moly. Let's talk to a P1 who is a investigator, and her husband's a cop, and they have three daughters.
Oh, no.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Leanne. How you?
Not too bad. How are you doing?
Doing well. When you're an investigator, is that like a federal investigator? Are you an FBI? What do you
do? No, I'm with the sheriff's department.
Oh, okay. All right. Same one as your husband or different ones?
No, he's with a different department.
I see.
Okay.
And he's a sergeant.
Whoa. Ooh. Did y'all meet there?
No, actually. Yeah. I moved here from Idaho, so.
Oh, I was thinking maybe you met across the, you caught eyes across the room at the policeman's ball. Did they still do those?
I was going to school to get my bachelor's for criminal justice, and I met him, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like policemen's balls. I went to one at Spartanburg one time. It was great.
Yeah, they're fun.
A great time.
Oh, yeah, they're a lot of fun.
Yeah. You got three daughters. What are the ages, and are they looking into law enforcement?
Yeah, actually, all three of them are. I have an 11-year-old, I have a 14-year-old, and I have an 18-year-old daughter.
And what kind of guns do they have?
Well... I'll tell you, my 14-year-old can take apart and put back together any gun.
God bless.
Okay, that's good.
That's impressive.
Did you start at birth with that? Because my kid's 15, and I feel like it's too far gone to get her to, fixing guns and stuff.
It's never too far. Yeah. They should always have gun safety and know how to use a gun.
Oh, no, gun safety, yes. I'm talking about putting them together and taking them apart. I need somebody to do that for me.
Yeah. No, anytime.
Oh, okay. All right. And how do you feel about, like, right now, the way the social climate is about cops? You still look to your daughters and say, you know what? You understand what I'm saying here without saying it, right? Like, this is...
Yeah. No, I mean, it's scary. It's scary.
Yeah.
And there's a target on our back, for sure.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of has to do with the social media and the media.
Oh, it really does. Mm-hmm. I bet you don't watch the news at home, do you?
We try not to, no.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
I mean, it's scary because we got three daughters, and at any time they can lose a mom or a dad.
Oh, I can't imagine.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine. Well, look, thank you all for what you do. Does your husband listen to us as well or no?
Yes, he does.
What's his name?
He's sleeping. He works nights right now.
Oh, okay. Well, when he wakes up, you tell him that we said hey.
Yeah, we'll give him a shout out in 2 weeks when he swings back this way.
That's right.
So my comment is I believe that my kids have it worse
than a preacher's kid.
Because anytime they're talking to a boy, I'm investigating them.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's true.
And then my fiance is talking to them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's just sitting there cleaning the gun when they walk in, right?
Oh, yeah. And then they got, double.
Yeah.
So many times boys will not go for my daughters.
Yes. And do you think in the future, will your daughters vote for Ivanka?
Yeah, probably not. So. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, listen, thank you to both of you for your service, and hug them youngins for us, okay?
All right, will do.
Thank you, Leanne. Have a good morning.
I was hoping they met, on the scene where she posed as the prostitute and her husband was busting the Johns that came in.
Hey, this is bait car. Oh, really? I just want to tell you, you have really pretty blue eyes.
I don't know how Leanne feels about Ivanka for president
in
the future.
Oh, my gosh.
Do I know?
I don't know how Leanne felt about Ivanka for president in the future.
No, I just felt that it was probably a Trump family.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
Oh, so now I'm wondering.
Now I don't know. I don't know. She wants Eric to be president. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Eric Trump.
He's not Ivanka.
They probably got those cool guns you put in your bra.
That face he does.
Oh, my God.
Eric Trump. Right? Eric's the one who does the nervous-looking face?
Yeah.
Can you imagine him being on a dollar at one point? God,
that's scary.
Scary, scary, scary. All right.
They're going to put Tiffany on a dollar. It'll just be a question mark.
$2 bill.
We're going to we'll take a break. We'll do some headlines. And we got Pop Evil tickets at the end of the show and Nine's TSL question of the day.
Yeah.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Man, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
You may not know who 47-year-old Jonah Falcon is, but he's he's kind of a big deal.
Fat Boy knows him well.
He does. He's the man with the world's largest natural penis. He says he slept with Oscar winners. That's the perks of having such a large thing. But it does come with a curse.
If he slept with Jonathan Winters, then I'd appreciate it.
So how big is he? He measures 8 to 9 inches in length, flaccid. When he's erect, 13.5 inches, and with a 7.5 to 8 inch diameter.
All the women just swerved off the road.
He says that the plus part is that people want to be with him. He claims that he had sex with A-list celebrities, including Oscar nominees and winners, but he won't reveal the names. He says, quote, "I can't talk about that. It wasn't Meryl Streep. I'll just leave it at that.
Judi Dench."
And I have to note that he's bisexual, so could
God
be a boy
bless.
Or a girl.
Jesus.
Ooh. Yes.
Wow.
Poor fellas.
The curse is that he's an actor in Hollywood, and he says, people won't hire me. They Googled Jonah Falcon, and they say, we can't use him.
He's known for the people in wardrobe who don't want to work with him.
He's known for his penis size. But there were others in Hollywood that had, you know, John Hamm. I don't know how big he is, but Fat Boy talks about him.
Well, his pants give it away. Yeah. It's kind of like watching Tuco Scorpio wrestle. You're going to see it.
Pretty much, yeah.
So you're wondering, I said he's the world's largest man with the natural penis. There is another man out there that claims to have the world's biggest penis, measuring a whopping 18.9 inches. But he trained. He spent many years stretching it with weights. So there's a difference between the two. I don't know. That's their deal.
I need to work out more.
Any guesses on the Oscar winner in question?
I said Judi Dench. Nobody really said anything.
Oh, okay. I missed you say Judi Dench. I just wonder if anybody had a guess. Judi Dench is a good one. I'll say Robert Duvall.
I don't think it's true.
Might not be.
Nope. He may be just trying to get work and saying that he hooked up with famous people. And then he can't get hired because he's got a big problem. So he's driving people to his website.
Did Kevin Spacey ever get nominated?
I believe so.
Okay.
At least for a supporting actor or something. He's at least been nominated if he didn't. He might have won a best supporting actor at some point.
That could have been who it was.
Yeah, I think American Beauty, you might have won for that.
Yeah, he did win for American Beauty, best actor.
So what makes a woman attractive? There are researchers in England that find that the way a woman walks contributes to her sexiness as much as her looks. So not only is it a combination of a small waist, rounded hips and bottom, and possibly a slim figure, the way a woman moves is just as attractive.
Like what? She got a limp that's hot?
No. As if she walks with a little wiggle in her hips and takes small steps.
Huh.
So not somebody walking like they just had their knee replaced. Probably is not the look.
No. And if you're walking fast and swinging your arms, that's not attractive. And if you're walking like your feet hurt, like a lot of women do in high heels, that's not attractive either. So if you make small, careful steps and just kind of swing your hips back and forth, people are going to look at you.
Basically, if you shake your ass, people notice.
Yes, look at me. So, and you're wondering how they got to this conclusion is they studied videos and looked at people watching other people walk, and that's how they found that they narrowed it down to a woman wiggling her hips and taking small steps is what people like.
Huh. Yeah, it can be in the way you walk, the way you move in general.
Yeah.
The walk does a lot. I don't have a very good walk.
You're not a woman.
No, but does the man's walk do anything, though? Has any woman ever said, oh, because I've looked at a woman and said, man, I like to watch her just walk around. That's hot. But is any woman...
Who was it?
My wife, for one. I like to watch her walk around the house.
Yeah.
That's the first one that comes to mind. But there's been women on...
It's the one that should come to mind.
Well, yeah, it's the first one that comes to mind. It's the one I saw yesterday doing that. But there's been other ones I've just seen walk around who just... I don't usually know them, but it's just some strange woman you see in public. And the way she walks is kind of sexy.
Yeah.
But I don't know if any woman ever said, yeah, the way that dude walks is hot.
Probably not.
And maybe it has to do with the attractiveness and fertility because researchers say it's not exactly, they're not sure why a woman's walk is so important to her attractiveness, but it could, there could be a biological clue when you're looking at someone with her fitness and age and components and reproductive health. If, you know, she's wiggling, has a nice figure possibly, you know.
Okay.
Something you can judge her reproduction off of the way she walks.
Well, I mean, you may be attractive to her and she looks healthy, and that might have something to do in your subliminal mind that you may think you want to be with her.
Like childbearing hips?
Yep.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Now, that's where it's lost on me because I've never been like, yeah, she's hot. I'm not Amish, so I'm never like, she looks like she could have about 8 kids and still be healthy afterwards.
And my thoughts and prayers to all the hot girls in wheelchairs today.
Yes, please, please.
And it's not like you're getting a mare to breed, so... You know, when you're looking at someone. But how about this? 34-year-old Rachel Tyler, she had her first and last day at Twin Peaks. What did she do? She was busted for skimming customers' credit cards on her first day. So she could have got away with it, but the manager noticed what she was doing. And just a few hours after she started working, he caught her using a skimmer to steal the credit card information off the customers, and he reviewed the security cam and saw what she was doing. That she scanned 4 to 5 cards in a computer terminal to pay the customer's bill, and then she swiped the card down towards her pocket before returning the card to the unsuspecting customer.
Wow. So, and why did he report this to the media?
No, she was arrested, so she lost her job. She was arrested on one felony count of unlawful use of computer, and she's in jail on a $2,000 bond. So he called the cops after seeing her do that, and they came to work and arrested her.
Hmm.
Basically, it's no longer safe to use credit cards anywhere because somebody's going to steal them. It's what we hear every single day now. Especially if you're on TV news because they're just trying to scare the old people into just not using credit cards.
Apparently. Oh, yeah.
But
I'm back to just cash now.
If you go to, if you work at a place like that, at Twin Peaks or something, do you have to skim cards? I mean, can't you just, like, ain't you going to get some pretty good tips just doing what you do?
Jack him shorts up.
Yeah, hike him up and pull your plaid top down, just a hair more, and you'll get big tips from all them dudes.
And you would think, you know, that she would pay more attention and get more tips if she was nice, but she wasn't there for the job, obviously, and she had worked there prior to that. And she quit because she didn't show up for work. And then for some reason, I don't know why, they hired her back. And then, you know, they were watching her and she was skimming from the customer. So, you know, if you're going to be a criminal, I guess you're going to do it anyways.
That's a good thing about working at restaurants, ain't it? You can just not show up to work. They don't think much of it, but you don't work there anymore. And then you show up 6 months later, you got your job back.
Yeah.
That's the way Intercom is. It is.
Only for some people.
You cannot get fired here.
It's tough. My luck, I'd be the first one.
Don't start trying then.
No, please. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet just rocks.
Thank you to everybody. Called, Facebooked, Instagram, snapped. Emailed, we appreciate it. Tomorrow, brand new Facebook Fussin', Dirty Thursday, and Birthday Bash and Pop Evil tickets. And we have what right now?
We got Pop Evil tickets, right, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. Pop Evil tickets right
Absolutely.
Now.
All right.
And now, Absolutely. Nine's TSL question
Confirm.
Of the day.
Yes.
Affirmative. Pop
exactly.
Evil.
Exactly.
All right. We have tickets to Pop Evil. If you can tell me the name of the girl's dog who called in this morning, what was that awesome dog's name? She said it several times. Text that answer to the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. That number is 72341. That's 72341. We'll take the 93rd correct answer to go see Pop Evil live at the Firmament Sunday night, July the 1st.
Paige going to rock here at work next. Fat Boy in 5 a.m. Rise Guys Rewind. We go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Tickle it, guys.
Here it comes. A 93-minute rock block is locked and loaded.
Baby,
and
it
begins
back.
Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.